Speaking on the program at this time is Brother James W. Boyd.
Paul, with his companion Barnabas, left the city of Antioch to embark upon that which we refer to as his first missionary journey, taking with them at the start the young man John Mark. Those people enjoyed a great deal of success in some places. They suffered failures in others. At least they did not accomplish all that they had hoped to accomplish. They had to endure a lot of persecutions, the very hazards of the travel that they were making weighed heavily upon them, but they were successful in establishing congregations of God's people, and upon their return journey they visited these congregations and they confirmed and strengthened the brethren, and eventually they returned back to the city of Antioch. And then we read these words in Acts the 14th chapter and the 27th verse. And when they were come together, they had gathered the church together, they rehearsed all that God had done with them and how he had opened the door of faith unto the Gentiles. My dear people, I suggest to you that it must have been a very thrilling, indeed a very encouraging experience for the brethren there in Antioch to hear Paul and Barnabas relate the events that had transpired in that first missionary journey, the good things that they did, the hardships that they endured. And I want you to notice that about the rehearsal of all of these things, that they gave God the credit for the good that had been accomplished, as all people always should. God had used these people to accomplish His goal and His purpose. And it would be to the credit of Paul and others that they allowed God, they wanted God to use them to accomplish His purpose. Now, taking that as our cue this morning, I would like for a little while to rehearse for us and for our encouragement and with an eye to the future, things that are worthy of notice that have been done and are being done by those of us together here at the East End Church. When we review and rehearse our work, I don't come to minimize any of it. I do not come to criticize. Neither do I come to boast of the things that we ourselves have accomplished. But it's good that we take inventory. Because, brethren, good things are being done by the congregation here, being done in the name of the Lord, by the authority of the Lord, and on behalf of the Lord. We need to be mindful of these things. So I want to call your attention to a number of them. Over the last year or so and months, there have been additional men added to our eldership. And as you know, this was done only after a great deal of study, extensive planning, and we are fortunate here at this congregation to enjoy a leadership, men who are cooperative one with the other, men who are united in the things for which they stand and the things in which they do, men who have respect for each other, who serve as elders, and men who have and demonstrate a real, genuine, primary interest in this congregation, in the work of the Lord, and the brethren that make up this church. I personally am impressed, and have been from the very outset, that the men who lead us at this church are strong in faith and strong in the faith. And adding men to the eldership is no little matter. It is a most serious thing And the congregation has accomplished this with a great deal of success because work of this nature sets the course and the tone and the direction of the church for many years to come. In addition to adding men to the eldership, there have been additional deacons added to that office and to that work. And as you have heard the announcements, there are plans, immediate plans before us to have even more men who are qualified to serve in that capacity. This is a work that we're all involved together. One of the real bright lights about the work of the East End Church is our Vacation Bible School. East End has an exceptionally good Vacation Bible School. This exceptional Vacation Bible School is known far and wide. And we are blessed with people from all over the community and from sister churches who come to this school, each many people involved in this work. Not just those who teach, not just those who are here, many who work in the sidelines, those who assume the responsibility and the lead and the planning and the coordination of it all. It's a tremendous effort. And it has proven to be a very successful effort. East End can be proud of the Vacation Bible School that is conducting. In addition to that, I know for the last 2 years we've had two very successful scriptural gospel meetings with Brother Charles Blair, Brother James Watkins. Looking forward in 1992 to Brother Neubauer, who I believe has been here before. He will be preaching in that gospel meeting. The church here provides opportunity for scriptural worship to some 300 people each Lord's Day morning. It provides opportunity to study the Bible in Bible classes each Sunday morning, as well as the midweek Bible study classes. There have also been special opportunities such as the Thursday evening class, led by teachers from the Tennessee Bible College, where those who can and those who will take advantage of opportunities to further enlarge their knowledge of the Word of God. That is a good work in the preaching and the teaching and classes at our worship services and Bible study periods. Also, as most of you know, there is a regular Sunday morning radio program over WAKI. It comes on at 7:15. It's my privilege to speak on that program. In addition to that, once per month or 1 week out of the month for 5 days of that week, East End has the pleasure of presenting the program The Way of Truth in cooperation with some other of the sister congregations of the area each afternoon, approximately 4:20, 4:25, 4:30, just whenever the local news happens to run out, that's when we come on. That's over WBMC, if some of you here will pardon my use of those call letters. We have some people here who work for WAKI. That's the reason I have to say that. In addition to that, we've also assisted in the International Gospel Hour, Brother D.E. Howard preaching. This is a radio program that goes around the world in so many localities. And Brother Howard is a faithful, scriptural, Bible preacher. And it is to our credit that we respect that and assist in that. Not only that, brethren, and it's no little matter. If you can see the faces of the people involved, you will know it's no little matter. It's of great benefit. We conduct the services one Sunday a month at the MacMinnville Nursing Home. Various classes take responsibility in doing that. Many different brethren are involved in conducting those services. Other congregations of the area also do this on other Sundays, but it's our privilege to be there once a month. And this is a work, and you can just tell by the faces of the people, by their expressions of appreciation, that is of genuine spiritual benefit. And in addition to that is the once-per-month services at the towers that are conducted. There's a lot of work and a lot of planning and a lot of cooperation that goes into that also, and that is a good work. We conduct services at both of the towers, the homes of people, some of whom are relatively shut in. Some do not have opportunity for worship services other than this, and we're glad to have a part in that work. And it's no little matter, brethren, that we have a regular church bulletin. The church bulletin serves in a number of capacities, all of which are positive. It is a tool for teaching. It's a tool for encouraging brethren, as well as distributing information that is of concern to the congregation, news of importance to the congregation, those who are sick, various events that are taking place in our area. And of course, as you know, Sister Betty Blankenship takes care of all of the work that has to be done in taking care of that. And we certainly appreciate the very efficient and fine way in which she expedites these sort of things. We have heard of late of another glowing light among the congregation, rightly so, and that has to do with our young people and the exceptional work that they have been doing in the Bible Bowl. And the fact, not just the fact that they are winning and that they were number one for the last two times, that's not to be minimized. We are glad, but winning is not everything. Some folks say, well, it is everything, but it's a whole lot better to win than it is not to win. But we're proud of them. Proud of them for several reasons. First of all, for their willingness to participate. And for those who work with them, to encourage them, because in their preparations for these various exercises, they are coming to a knowledge of the Word of God. That's the motive, that's the goal, that's the purpose of these sort of things. Besides enjoying the fellowship of each other and those of other congregations, this is an excellent work. And parents are to be commended for encouraging it, but the young people especially, and those that help them along the way. That is an excellent work that's taking place here at the East End congregation. Brethren, as we look back over the past several months, we certainly must take note of the tremendous response by the East End Church in helping to uphold the standards of our community with respect to the recent liquor referendum, which of course was won overwhelmingly. But won overwhelmingly because of people like the East End Church. Not just East End, but those like East End. It is noteworthy, brethren, that the East End congregation, on just a moment's notice, in a spontaneous outpouring, contributed more to that work and to that success than any and all of the others put together. Now that shows something where our heart is. That shows that we're willing to get in behind the work in which we are concerned. It made a significant contribution to the well-being of our community, and many of this church worked very hard for the success of that effort, and a tremendous success it was. That was a good thing. Maybe all of you do not know, but it is a very wonderful thing that on Tuesdays, at least nearly every Tuesday, a group of the ladies meet over here in this annex building, and they make quilts. They tell me they do a good job. I don't know a bad job from a good job on a quilt. But those who know quilts say they do an excellent and beautiful work. But they don't do that just for exercise. Those things are prepared for people who are in need. And when various things come along and people have need of that, why, because of the work of these good Christian ladies, why, there is a readiness there to provide for those who are in need. Now, not everybody is able to take part in a work like that. In fact, in all of these things, not everybody is able to take part in everything. Not everybody can go to the towers. Not everybody can go to the vacation Bible school. Not everybody can go quilt. I'm expecting Brother Starkey to take it up most any day, but not everybody can do that sort of thing. Not everybody can be involved in everything. But it's all of us, and I say that for this purpose. It takes all of us Each doing as he can, as he should, using what talents, opportunities, and abilities that he has, all pruned together and working together to make these good works possible. And these are some of the good works that are taking place. There's good work going on in the visitation efforts of this congregation. As you know, on Sunday evenings, the young couples, probably, is it two Sundays out of the month or one or two Sundays out of the month, will meet. And these are young couples who have a lot of children, and they've got it where some of them are appointed or assigned. I can't imagine any of them volunteering, but some of them are assigned to take care of the children, while the rest of them, they go and make calls at the nursing homes or at the hospitals or at other places where that is needful. That is an excellent visitation work. And in addition to that, we have the relatively newly inaugurated visitation team program that's been in operation now almost 4 months, consisting of, well, it was originally four teams composed of four couples each, and they are making calls each week. The congregation here, however, has people who are interested in that, and we have five teams in operation constantly and visiting in the congregation. This work is being adequately led. The group leaders are doing a good job in taking care of their responsibilities, and a great work. Many good contacts have been made, and people are here this morning because of good impressions that have been made because of this visitation effort. Now, not to be minimized, is the acquisition of a new bus. Now, this bus is expensive, but, you know, that's not hardly any amount of money. I don't even know what it costs, but whatever it is, it's got to be expensive. You don't buy vehicles that are not expensive, but you go out here and buy one yourself for maybe a third of that or half of that, and not think anything about it. Well, all of us together will pay for this thing in no time flat and won't make any difference. But I'll tell you what it's accomplishing. It's enabling people to come to services who otherwise would have a great deal of difficulty in being able to get here if they could get here at all. And that bus is nearly full all the time. We've got to watch one thing about the bus riders, however, brethren. Some of them, and Sister Hennessy, I'm not going to tell who told me this, but we've got to watch because they're getting so now when the bus comes in and they walk in and say, well, we can start now, the bus has arrived. We've got to watch that. There's others than just those who ride that bus, but they're proud of that bus. And we're proud of that bus. And I'm proud, has the sign been put on the bus yet? Does anybody know? It hasn't. Okay, well, I'll put this down here for things to do. We got to get a sign on that good-looking bus and those good-looking people in that bus. And we're proud of those who are driving the bus, helping people get to worship. That, brethren, is a good work. And not only that, there's been additional equipment here for the conduct of the affairs of the church. There's a great deal of business work that goes on in the conduct of the church. There's a great deal of office work. There's a great deal of properly kept records. And over the last number of months, we've got a good copy machine. We've now got a computer. You've heard about computers, that to err is human. But if you really want to foul it up, get a computer. Well, some of us who try to work with computers know that there's difficulty. But there again, Sister Blankenship is taking care of the computer. And it is working out to facilitate the work here. Brethren, these kind of additions, these kind of expansions, shows that the church is utilizing in the most efficient way that it can to expedite and to carry on the work of the Lord. At the same time, we try to provide tapes for sermons, tapes of special classes, tapes for gospel meetings, and many people frequently secure tapes of the lessons presented. And then there's our benevolent work. Some $150 is allocated each month for benevolent work that's just to be done right here locally as the needs may call. And in addition to that, brethren, the congregation has responded sometimes in rather sizable amounts to special calls of need, of assistance, of brethren, not just in this congregation, but also in other congregations, where they've had burnouts, where they've had sickness, where they've had financial setbacks, where there's been disease, where there's been hospital bills, where there's been the need to secure medicine, the need to help pay rent, to turn people's lights on, and things of this nature. People that are in distress, not just among us, but elsewhere as well, among our brethren, and also as we have opportunity to all men. Good work is being done in that. The church regularly provides supplies, and they're picked up by the Tennessee Children's Home. $100 a month also goes to the Sunny Acres Children's Home. This is good work. This is doing the kind of work that God expects His people to do. And of course, there is the primary work of the church, and that's the proclamation of the good news of Jesus Christ. Not only locally here each Sunday, and not only in our gospel meetings, but brethren, some almost $1,200 was given to the work in Thailand last year. There is regular support that are going to two men, and I'll not try to pronounce their names, two men in Nigeria. There is regular support of $200 a month that's going to Brother Stubblefield in La Belle, Florida. There's $250 a month that's going to Brother Charles Pledge, who is working in the mission area of Wyoming. And by the way, in just a few weeks and months, Brother Pledge is going to be visiting us here to give a personal report of his work. There is support that is going to assist a teacher at Tennessee Bible College, where they are training people to preach the gospel of Christ. There's also, and has been for a long time, $100 a month going to support the work in Italy. So the church is mindful of the great commission to go into all the world and preach the gospel. And brethren, these things are possible, not just because of one or two or three, but all working together. And then there is an area where we might overlook if we're not careful, and we don't want to overlook it, and that is spiritual growth. And sometimes you can't always measure spiritual growth, but sometimes it is also evident by the fruit that is born and that can be seen. I may not evaluate things as they ought to be in every respect, but brethren, I didn't just start preaching yesterday, and I didn't just start working with churches yesterday. And I note of this church as much as any with which I have been privileged to work, and I consider it a privilege all through the years. There is a spirit of love among us. There's an attitude of cooperation, and that's a spiritual quality. There is an attitude of friendliness. In fact, if you're going to stay around till the lights go off here, you have to stay around sometimes a long time because people just won't go home. They just keep talking to one another. They're friendly to one another. They greet those who are visitors who come in. They show they have a concern for one another. And when we talk about the work and we talk about things, there seems to be an air of optimism. Maybe that's not that everything is perfect, but there's an air of expectation, anticipation at the East End Church. You're just getting so that you expect things to be good because they have been good, and they just keep on being good, and they just keep on getting better. And then there's the participation, an element without which no leadership can lead, no congregation can accomplish anything unless everybody participates, and that is evident here. And I am thankful, too, that we here at the East End congregation enjoy a good reputation among faithful churches of the Lord. Not every church enjoys that. Not every church deserves that. Now, I know that just having a good reputation among our brethren doesn't necessarily mean that we've got a good reputation with God, but that's another matter. It is important that we be looked upon favorably and as faithfully by other faithful brethren. And that isn't something that's developed in 15 minutes. That's not accomplished in just a year or two. That's because over a long span of years of faithful Christian dedication and service, The church has earned that among brethren, and we enjoy that from our brethren. But then more down to the individual level. Evidence of spiritual strength and spiritual growth. And each one knows different stories of this. People meeting trials in life. People facing problems, overcoming them. Enduring suffering, physical, mental, emotional. Having diseases that handicap them. You read and hear and know of brethren who overcome temptations. And brethren sometimes have differences one with another, but you see the settling of those differences in a happy way. One of the great joys that we have here, we see parents, fathers and mothers teaching their children the way of the Lord. Instilling in their hearts His standard of morality and of values and priorities. And we are blessed at this congregation of having a probably larger size or number of elderly people. That's a blessing. And we see people who are aged, growing old gracefully. And I mean by that, they are showing by their very example what faithfulness is. To my mind, that's one of the greatest contributions a person of age can show. To the generations that are coming on, they've been Christians and they intend to stay loyal and faithful. People, in other words, discharging their duties. Lifelong influences are being exerted among us. Love is outpoured one upon the other. And especially when one repents and publicly confesses wrong, there is a great outpouring of love and interest on the part of the brethren. Our concern for the sick, concern for the bereaved. We've been blessed with a number of people to be baptized and blessed to see people repent and to be restored. We're blessed, as we have been again this morning, to see people placing their membership here. And all of these things that I've said, brethren, that doesn't even take into personal account the individual acts of Christian living that won't be read about in the bulletin. They won't be found in the headlines. You don't even maybe hear about them just occasionally, but they are known to the Father of Heaven. And brethren here and sisters here, they're laying up treasures in heaven because of the good work as they faithfully go about life serving the Lord, being the kind of people, the salt of the earth, the light of the world, a city set on a hill that's characteristic of this congregation. Now brethren, from what I've said earlier, you might think I'm trying to leave the impression that we're perfect or almost there and without fault. That's not so. I wouldn't even try to leave that impression. Everybody knows that's not so. After all, we're still human beings, but we are saints of God. We are children of God. We are a people who are resolved and determined to keep on keeping on. We do love the Lord. We're striving to walk in the imitation of Christ. We're striving to walk in His footsteps. We're trying to live our lives in the Lord and for the Lord and according to the will of the Lord. That's what makes up this church. Of course, there's always room for improvement. In my life and in yours, in our collective work, even in getting a sign on the bus, and just in every respect, there's always something before us that needs to be accomplished. We are so blessed to have so many young people and young couples and young men who volunteer their efforts and who serve and who lead in the worship and who take part in things and carry on the work. And I say all of these things to say to us today that the East End Church has a lot going on. And that the East End Church has a lot going for it, brethren. The honor and the glory and the credit belongs unto God, but to a measure it belongs to each one who's a member of this church that makes it possible. We are, I believe, helping one another get to heaven. That's what we're all here for. And there's never a time to relax. There's never a time to rest. There's never a time to retire in the work of the Lord. Brethren, we need to increase our contribution badly. I guess preachers, as much as anybody, as they go visiting other places, will take note of statistics that are on the board. And this may sound awfully harsh, and it's not intended to, and I don't stand as your judge, but the Lord does. Our contribution is not per person near like it is a number of other congregations of similar size, or a proportion of smaller size, some with almost half the number, and they're not people of extraordinary means any more than we are, but their contribution will be one and a half, two times as much as ours. We need to each one analyze the giving of our means to the service of God, because that helps us to enlarge the work of the church. We need better support for Sunday morning Bible classes and Wednesday night classes. This we are dragging some there, brethren. This is one of the areas that we certainly need to help. And we always need to be looking for ways, individually and collectively, to reach out to others, to help, to relieve others, to comfort them, to encourage them, to build them up, to strengthen them. And so I bring this rehearsal somewhat of the things that are taking place here at East End, with the hopes that we will be glad that we're a part of this church, that we can be thankful for each other, and we can give God the glory and the praise. But not only to encourage us and help us to be thankful, but we will lift up our spirits and our determination that we're going to do better and we're going to do more even than that which has been successfully accomplished in the past. And so I close these remarks with words similar to that which was from the Apostle Paul in Acts 20, when he said, "And now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of His grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them that are sanctified." And this morning, as I extend to you the invitation, I want to point out four groups of people. First of all, to those of you who are lost, you must believe in Christ, repent of your sins, confess your faith, and be baptized into Christ. To those who have fallen away, you need to repent, confess, and to be baptized. I would like to encourage those who are faithful brethren that are not identified with a local church to consider the East End Church, because I am confident, as you can well see from what I've said this morning, East End is a congregation that's doing good, and it's a good congregation with which to be identified. And I say to those of you, my brethren of East End, we all need to ask ourselves this question: what kind of church would this church be if every member were just like me? So let us work, let us pray, so that it may justly be said of us, when our day of labor is ended — someday it will be ended, we'll never finish our work, as the fellow said, it will just stop — but when our day of labor is ended, may it be said of us justly that we did what we could to make the East End congregation the kind of church that would be pleasing to God. If we'll accomplish this, heaven will be our home.